Let's have a chat to Michael Moroney. Speaking of winning cash today, hopefully he can help us out. And also a look ahead towards Flemington's meeting on Saturday morning. Mike, are you well?
Yeah, morning, Vince. Well, yeah, very well, Vince.
Before I have a chat about your upcoming runners, I see that you've got a new international about to join the stable. What can you tell us about an Italian Oaks place getter called Memphis?
Yeah, look, we noticed she was up for sale and did a little study on her, and she looks a real true two-miler. She looks as if she's a real stayer. She ran second in a 3,200-metre race, a race that Sound actually won before he came out in Germany. So she brings pretty good form. Yeah, so it's going to be a little bit different to training mostly the males when they get here, so it's going to be quite interesting.
Have you trained many of the Italian based horses? What's the level of form usually like?
Well, Paul tells me that the form is pretty similar to say racing in New Zealand compared to here. Just that rung underneath, but still quite reasonable form. The Italian racing has got a little bit stronger again, after what we can work out. So, but she mainly was based in Germany, and that form's usually pretty strong.
Are you with Paul constantly on the lookout for these internationals? I know you've got a few that are in the team, and we've got a few that we've seen race throughout the spring, and also maybe get to see one of them on the weekend as well. So is that international market continuing to be a focus for you and your brother Paul?
Look, we've done it for a long time. Yeah, look, I think the first one we did was when I was in my early 20s. We bought a weanling over there, actually. So Paul lived over there, and so we've always been on that market for quite a while. And with quite good success too, you know. So latest one being Sound, and you know, we've had several others. So we've got a couple of nice ones here. Emissary, we've seen that over the carnival, and also up and coming stayer. Another horse, English. He basically, we stopped and gelded him. He wanted gelding badly, but English King. But he's a pretty smart horse, so I'm sure you'll see the best of him.
What do you think we'll see him in an autumn?
Hopefully in Sydney. Yep. For a BMW or something like that, I think would be a nice race for him.
What's the market like overseas with these horses now? Is it still as hot as ever?
It is very hot, yeah. Look, we're a little bit lucky. Paul did think that, he said, if you keep fronting up with these sales, there are holes in the market. And he did say to me that she would be a real hole in the market, and she was. Like, she wasn't expensive. So, for a mare that's one back type and then have a good family, so we bought her really well.
Well, look forward to seeing Memphis when she lands over here. Today, out at Ladbrokes Park on the hillside track at Sandown, you've got a couple of runners, including Ocean Chief, who's an interesting runner, having his first start. He's a five-year-old galloper, so only had the two starts in New Zealand. Has he had a few issues?
Yeah, look, Gary Hennessey owns him. Of course, he raced and trained Ocean Park. And he just gave him time. He's a big unit. He's 16.2 and a half, 16.3, so quite a big horse. So I think he's just given him time. That's typical of a lot of Kiwis do, and Gary trains his own a lot. The horse come over here. He's pretty green still. We gave him a jump out the other day, and he's got ability by the look of it, but he's still a little bit new about the whole thing. And expect that big track to suit him.
Will he? What's his racing style? Does he go back from that wide gate?
No, he's got good speed actually, and that was a bit of a concern from Ollie when he half mile trial. He wanted to really get on with the job a bit, and I just see with looking at that race, there's not a lot of speed on, and he's going to be struggling to get a bit of a sit. I would think we were going forward on him.
Okay. What are your expectations then today? He's second favourite in the market.
Yeah, look, he's got the ability to win it. He's just got to do things right. If he can do things right, well, he's a really good winning chance.
You've also got Thunder Peak in action today, this mare. She hasn't been beaten far last start at the Valley. What are your thoughts today?
Yeah, big improvement last start. We really thought her first up run was disappointing. So she's on the improve and on a track where she's won before. So, she's got a bit going away today, and she's sitting on the improve.
You've got a few entered for Flemington on Saturday. Who are you going to run?
Bermudez. He'll probably be the main one. We'll run Keats and Philadelphia. We'll run as well. So, you know, look, the three-year-old looks a nice horse. He's had just the two runs, and Philadelphia Flyer, and he looks a nice type. And Bermudez, well, he just looks a nice horse on the way up. So, Keats has been a little bit disappointing so far, but he's getting fitter. He's a big barrel sort of horse. It's taken a fair bit of work to really get fit in racing, so he is on the improve.
Speaking of Philadelphia Storm, who does look really promising, been by Schwarzier, who passed away yesterday. Gee, he's had a big impact on the Australian market, hasn't he?
He certainly has, yeah. Look, I haven't had many of them, to be quite honest. We've got one in work in New Zealand at the moment now, and this bloke here. I would say over the years, I haven't retrained that many by him, but look, he certainly was, as you said, with Royal Ascot, a trailblazer, and a beautiful horse. Actually, Paul had a bit on him. He was actually thought he was the pick of the sale that year, but we didn't have enough money to buy him. And then he went through the not the Easter sale, but the other one, the summer sale there. And he was a beautiful horse. I remember him sending me photos of him and that bacon and the beautiful yearling. And he'd have a really good racehorse and then a great stallion as well, both hemispheres.
So Paul had a bid on Schwarzier, but did Paul Perry outbid you?
He did, yep. He did. Paul did say he thought he was a pick of the sale, but he's going to cost a bit of money, and he was right. He was quite organised in those days to be spending that sort of money. So, but he certainly was a really good type.